and that is full time right now. So let's go to Dave Galloway. Hi, Dave.
Oh, wow. I'm just trying to catch my breath here. This is absolutely sensational. Aberdeen 2, Celtic 1.
Yes.
What a game. What an afternoon. What a recovery by a magnificent Aberdeen team. Celtic settled quicker and almost went ahead after 2 minutes. Rogic pouncing on a poor Considine back pass, but he couldn't find a way past Ward. But Aberdeen came into things and play flowed from end to end. McGinn at full stretch put the ball over at the back post. Griffith's free kick from 25 yards was deflected onto the bar, and McLean's header produced a superb save from Gordon. However, the flag was up for offside. The Dons, by this stage, were getting on top, but the visitors took the lead from the penalty spot after 34 minutes. Considine was booked for a tackle on Griffiths, who tucked the ball home neatly. McLean passed up a glorious chance to equalise just before half-time, heading wide from just a few yards out after a great cross by Hayes. Pittodrie erupted on 56 minutes as Rooney equalised with a coolly executed penalty kick after Boyata needlessly barged Shinny over. The Dons were dominating and McLean made space for himself beautifully in the box, only to head McGinn's cross over. Aberdeen were controversially reduced to 10 men though on 72 minutes. Hayes shown a red card for a challenge on Lustig. But with just 3 minutes left, absolute bedlam at Pittodrie. The ball was swung in for Quinn in a crowded penalty box to prod in a sensational winner. You can hear the atmosphere in the background. It is the best I've experienced in recent years at Pittodrie, I can say. There's going to be some celebrating amongst the Red Army tonight, I can tell you, me and many thousands of others. The final score at Pittodrie, Aberdeen 2, Celtic 1.